Hey, welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. Maggie's going to be back tomorrow. She's still camping up north. Who wouldn't be on such a beautiful day here in Wisconsin? I'm Matt Rothschild. Been co-hosting with Angela Lang again today. So much fun, Angela.
Always, always. Thanks for having me. It's always such a good conversation, and I feel like every single time we're always building off of what we said before. So, yes.
It's one long conversation.
One long conversation.
And I appreciate the callers and texters that join. I also want to thank David Cooper for being our guest and Jenna Jacobson, representative, who is now running against Howard Markheim. As promised, I am going to read a poem. I believe in poetry and art and music to move us in ways that everyday language can't, including writing op-eds, and I've written hundreds of them. This one is called Imagine the Angels of Bread. It's by one of my favorite poets, Martina Spada, who used to be in Madison a long time ago. He's now gone on to win all sorts of prizes. He teaches poetry at University of Massachusetts Amherst. This isn't the entire poem because it's too long, but I'm reading bits and pieces of it. It's called Imagine the Angels of Bread. This is the year that those who swim the border's undertow and shiver in boxcars are greeted with trumpets and drums at the first railroad crossing on the other side. This is the year that the hands pulling tomatoes from the vine uproot the deed to the earth that sprouts the vine. This is the year that the hands canning tomatoes are named in the will that owns the bedlam of the cannery. This is the year that the eyes stinging from the poison that purifies toilets awaken at last to the sight of a rooster-loud hillside, pilgrimage of immigrant birth. This is the year that cockroaches become extinct, that no doctor finds a roach embedded in the ear of an infant. This is the year that the food stamps of adolescent mothers are auctioned like gold coins. If every rebellion begins with the idea that conquerors on horseback are not many-legged gods, that they too drown if plunged in the river, then this is the year. So may every humiliated mouth fill with the angels of bread. Incredible poem from Martina Spada,
who is
old friend and great poet. So there you have it.
Yeah, didn't know the Wisconsin connection.
Yeah, he did a little work at WORT, the community radio station in Madison. And he's actually inspired a couple generations now of political poets. I mean, he's right in line with other great political poets like June Jordan and Adrian Rich. So terrific poet. He's got a great baritone voice, too. So if you ever get the chance to look him up or see him in person, Espada, E-S-P-A-D-A. I now want to turn, as I often do, to birdsong, which sustains me. I was out walking in the Wabisa wetlands yesterday, and I heard a common yellowthroat. So we're going to play the common yellowthroat for me, Jacob, if you would. It's cute, isn't it?
It is cute. I like it.
Yeah. And it's a neat bird. It's got yellow in the throat and brown in the back and then a black mask. It's kind of a bandit. Oh. It's just the size of a sparrow, but it's got a pretty voice. But if you approach its nest, it won't be singing that pretty song. Going like this. Yeah, it's his way of telling you to get away. They sing all summer long, and it's a beautiful bird of swamps and marshes and lowlands. The common yellowthroat. So there you have it. That's my bird of the day. Angela and I are going to be back on Wednesday, actually. We're going to be doing Matinee on Air from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on many of these stations on civic media. And I'm going to be bringing some owl sounds that day. So that's going to be kind of fun because I've been hearing owls outside at nighttime in our place just south of Madison. And people love owls. Everyone loves owls. And I want people to call in with their owl stories when we're on next. Angela, are you doing anything fun in the next couple of days? Going to see the Brewers, for instance, 10 games in a row?
I did see that. I actually, yeah, some friends of mine were like, maybe let's like link up and go watch the game somewhere. So we'll see. I'm just trying to enjoy the weather. It's nice out. Who knows? We've had some weird weather. Sometimes it's cloudy and rainy. Other times it's like cold. It's 60 something. So I'm just trying to make sure I take advantage. And I am dramatic. And I'm a Leo, so my birthday is coming up at the 1st. So I'm trying to make some plans, figure out what to do, probably celebrate early and all month because, again, I'm dramatic and that's what I do. So we'll see.
You got one of those month-long birthdays.
Yeah, especially when your birthday is on the 1st. That means you have to celebrate all month. And then anyone that's familiar, even just a little bit with astrology, I'm a Leo. Leos like attention and we can be very dramatic. So that kind of adds to the whole birthday thing. So I'm just trying to, you know, take some rest where I can. Like yesterday, I didn't do a whole ton of stuff, but then also take advantage of like the good weather and going out for walks in between calls like I did today.
That makes a lot of sense. Thanks for joining me again. It's always a pleasure doing this radio show with you. I want to thank Jacob also for handling the engineering and the producing and the callers and the texters and making sure I'm awake when I got to come back on the air. Sometimes I'm in a different space. So I also want to thank Maggie Dawn herself for letting me, Matt Rothschild, and Angela Lang take the wheel here when she's away. It's always a pleasure to be on her great show. Prize-winning show. I always listen to it when I'm not on, and she'll be back tomorrow. Stay tuned for Pete Schwabe. The handsome Pete Schwabe is going to be on the air. Always a fun show to listen to. Take care, everybody.